The commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, Ed Lambert, announced a $23,500 urban forestry grant award to Chicopee on Friday. The grant, which requires a 50-50 match, means Chicopee will have $47,000 to spend to develop an urban forest management plan.
Planting a tree sounds like a very simple activity, but the fact is that good tree stewardship, management, understanding within the community, support for those efforts, planning and inventorying are all parts of today's modern tree stewardship that are very, very important.
Trees play a critical role in reducing pollution, managing stormwater runoff, regulating temperature, and reducing energy costs. There's also the aesthetic impact that can affect property values and the quality of life in urban neighborhoods.
We just think that tree cover is important. The governor and lieutenant governor feel very strongly about that, and that's where this grant program comes from.
The state awarded 5 urban forestry grants in this latest round, totaling just over $109,000. Chicopee was the only city in western Massachusetts to receive one. The grants have been given out since the 1980s with funding from the U.S. Forest Service and a state trust fund. The city of Chicopee, while not directly in the path of the June 1, 2011 tornadoes, sustained tree damage nonetheless. Later that summer, more trees were lost when a microburst hit, and still more tree losses resulted from the big snowstorm in late October last year. The city's superintendent of public works, Stanley Kulig, estimates the loss to number in the hundreds of trees.
I don't have a real good number, and that's one of the reasons this grant we're going to start doing. Part of this grant is to do a tree inventory in the city. We do not have a tree inventory that we can go to tell us exactly how many trees we have, where those trees are, where we have a deficit in the tree population, which area of the city we may have a deficit we want to start replanting.
Kulig said the city will work through the winter and into next spring to create a computerized map detailing where all the trees are and where trees should be.
When we had a microburst, several streets were just wiped out completely, and all of a sudden, where you'd go down a tree-lined street, and there'd be this warm feeling and a neighborhood feeling. All of a sudden, you go down the street, and there's not a tree in sight, and all you have is homes. Home values and neighborhood values drop, and the landscape changes. That whole neighborhood atmosphere changes.
Chicopee Mayor Michael Bissonette said the city's hoping to develop its own tree farm to grow its own replacement trees.
In all of our streetscapes, in all of our street and neighborhood redevelopments, tree planting is a huge, huge part of what we look at as a successful outcome.
The mayor said the tree farm could be located on land near the city's wastewater treatment plant along the Connecticut River. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.